Let's keep our Bibles open to Matthew chapter 5.
让我们继续把圣经打开到马太福音第五章。
It's a very precious passage in the Bible.
是一个非常宝贵的一段经文。
It tells us how we can be blessed by God.
告诉我们怎样才能够蒙神的祝福。
How can we live a happy life on earth?
我们怎样才能够在世上有一个喜乐的生命。
So in verse 3, we just read, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以在第三节圣经告诉我们说虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的。
And the word blessed here is a very important and a good word.
在这里面这个有福的这个词是一个非常重要也是非常特别的词。
And this passage is used 9 times.
在这段经文里面就出现了九次。
And verse 3, we find it being used the first time.
在第三节是第一次出现。
And I would say that, when it's used here for the first time, the first blessedness or the first blessing is the most important.
也就是说当第一次出现的话也就它是非常重要的。
And that's because it is the foundation.
因为这是一个基础。
Before we can have the other blessings, well, make sure we have this blessing.
当我们想要确保说能够有其他的福分的时候，我们要先确保说我们有这样一个福分。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
是的，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So the word blessed here means happy, happiness.
有福的这个词呢，它的意思也意味着喜乐。
And it is not just happy, but in a biblical sense, it is being super happy.
它不单单是喜乐，但是在从圣经的角度来说，是一个非常的喜乐的一个词。
It is not something that is from the earth; it's something from heaven.
这个喜乐不是从地上来的，而是从天上来的。
It is heavenly joy.
也就是属天的喜乐。
It is not something that lasts only for a short time.
不是只存短暂的
It's something that lasts forever.
但是它是持久的。
Do you have this blessing?
你有这份的福分吗？
All of us can have it.
我们每一个人都可以拥有。
And in this world that you live in, I think this is something all of us desire to have.
也就在我们现今的这个时代当中，这是我们每一个人都希望得到的。
Because in this world, there's a lot of sorrow and sadness.
因为在这个世上有许多的悲伤
full of trouble and suffering.
有许多的困难和遭遇各样的患难。
I mean, look at the world today, right?
你就看一下现今的世代。
You know, this is the new year.
这是新的一年。
And we wish one another happy new year.
我们也经常祝愿每个人有喜乐的一年。
But we see all around us,There's no happiness.
但是我们看一下我们的周围我们四周是没有喜的。
And already the economy of the world is not going up, but going down and down.
这个世界的经济的这样一个状况不是在上升而是在下降。
And then recently in the Middle East, now big trouble among the Arab nations.
也就在中东的话就在阿拉伯国家有一个非常大的问题。
Saudi Arabia and Iran, they are fighting each other now.
伊朗和沙特阿拉伯他们在征战。
Even in the Holy Land in Israel.
也就是在以色列也是这样。
And Jews and Palestinians killing each other.
犹太人和巴勒斯坦人他们也是互相在残杀。
In the South China Sea, they're fighting over a few rocks, a few islands.
在中南南中国海也是为了一些的岛礁在争吵争战。
North Korea recently exploded a hydrogen bomb.
就是朝鲜最近也是他们成功试验了他们的氢弹。
And then South Korea get very angry and then they have big loudspeakers, you know, blasting all kinds of things against North Korea.
所以朝鲜呢就韩国呢就非常的生气，所以他们就用扩大器就播放各样的信息来。针对他们。
World War III may happen at any time.
也许世界第三次世界大战会在任何时候都可以发生。
We are living in such a world.
我们就生活在这样的一个世界。
And many a time we, because of all the things that we see, not only in the world, but even in our lives, many struggles, many difficulties, poor health, aches and pains, all this will get to us.
不单单在这个世上，就是来看一下我们自身，我们自己的一些困难、疾病、疼痛也会发生在我们身上。
So seeing all these things, going through all these things, can we truly be a people of blessing and a happy people in our life here, right now, today?
纵观这些，我们是否真的能够成为一个有这份喜乐、有这份福分的人吗？
The answer is yes.
是的，答案是是的。
God wants us to be a people experiencing a whole lot of blessing from Him. We live our lives joyfully and happily on earth.
因为神希望我们能够成为一个经历他福分，并且过出这样一个有喜乐的生命。
So how to do it?
那么我们要来看怎样成为这样一个人。
Well, we just have one verse today, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit.
那么在我们来看经文第三节，他说虚心的人有福了。
Now this is what the Bible says, but what does the world say? The world says something quite opposite.
这是圣经告诉我们的，虚心的人有福了。但是这个世上告诉我们是相反的声音。
Bible says blessed are the poor, but the world says blessed are the rich.
是的，圣经告诉我们说，虚心的人有福了。这个虚心也代表着贫穷的人有福，但是这个世上告诉我们是那富足的人有福了。
Isn't that what you know, we often hear out there in the world, we must be rich, then we'll be happy. We are successful, then we can enjoy many things.
是的，这个世上告诉我们说，只有当你成功的时候，当你富足的时候，你才可以来享受很多的事情。
See parents telling their children, you better study hard. Huh? You don't study hard right now, in the future you'll be poor, you sweep the floor, you throw out garbage, you'll be very sad indeed.
正如很多父母告诉他们孩子说，你最好现在要好好学习，不然的话，如果你不好好学习的话，将来你都要去做清洁工，去扫地，去做各样的事情。
So better study hard so that you can get a good job, earn a lot of money, and then be happy, right?
所以呢，要好好学习，能够考上一个好的学校，将来找一个好的工作。
The world says, "Blessed are the rich."
这个世上告诉我们说。有钱的人，富足的人有福了。
Sometimes we also hear this in the church.
我有时候在教会也会这样听到。
And there are some churches that say, "Oh, if you want to be blessed, then you must be rich."
有些教会也教导他们的会众说，你们想蒙福，那么你们也要成为富足的。
And if you are rich, it means God has blessed you.
如果你是富足的，那么这也代表说神赐福了你。
If you are not rich,It means, you know, you're not being blessed by God.
如果你不是很有钱，那么也就代表说你没有那么蒙神的祝福。
They preach a prosperity gospel.
他所传授的是一个
health and wealth gospel.
一个健康和一个财富的一个福音。
Yeah, 恭喜发财 kind of a gospel.
Yes, 对，关于恭喜发财这样的一个福音。
Is this what the Bible teaches?
这是圣经所告诉我们的吗？
If a blessed life means all of us must be very rich, drive big cars, live in big houses, earn big money, then I think a lot of faithful people in the Bible would be failures.
如果说一个有福的生命，也就意味着说要住在大房子里、开大车等等，那么圣经当中所记载的很多人，他们没有达到这样的要求。
Look at the apostle Peter and John.
你看一下使徒彼得和使徒约翰。
What did they say?
他们怎么说呢？
In Acts chapter 3 verse 6, they say, "Silver and gold have I none."
在使徒行传第三章，他们说，金银我们都没有。
But what I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk.
那我就把我们所有的，就是耶稣基督给到你，那么你起来行走。
So Peter and John, were they very rich?
彼得和约翰他们很富有吗？
Very poor.
他们是非常贫穷的。
Does that mean they are not blessed by God?
那么是不是这样说他们是没有蒙神的赐福呢？
They have received a lot of blessing. The blessing is not material but spiritual blessing.
不是的，他们蒙了神很多的恩典，那么这恩典不是物质上的，而是属灵上的。
And the blessing is in the spiritual power that they have in the name of Jesus Christ.
他们所拥有的福分是在耶稣基督的名字上所有的这份的属灵的这份权柄。
And then also the Lord Jesus himself, was he very rich when he was on earth?
那么再看看耶稣基督，当他在世上的时候，是不是很富有呢？
So Jesus not blessed by God?
他不富有，那么是不是说耶稣没有蒙神赐福呢？
In Matthew chapter 8 verse 22 we find Jesus himself saying foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the son of man has nowhere to lay his head.
那么在马太福音第八第二十二节，耶稣说天上的飞鸟有窝，地上的狐狸有洞，但人子却没有枕头的地方。
Jesus doesn't even own an HDB flat.
耶稣基督在世上连一个大牌一个祖屋都没有。
He was going from place to place.
他从一个地方去到另外一个地方。
Living in the homes of other people who would show him hospitality.
住在那些愿意接待远人的那些家庭里面。
He was not a rich man.
他是一个不富足的人。
But surely Jesus is a most blessed man.
但是呢，我们确实知道耶稣是一个非常蒙福的人。
And those who are rich.
那些在金钱上非常富有的人呢？
Does that mean that they are very blessed and then will go to heaven?
是不是说他们就非常的蒙福，他们一定会去到天堂呢？
There are a lot of rich people in hell.
有非常多的富足的人在地狱里面。
In fact, Jesus himself says, impossible for a rich man to enter into heaven.
那么耶稣也清楚地说，他说那些富足的人要进天国是难的。
It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣也说，一个骆驼穿过针眼比富人进到天国还要容易。
Because the rich are so full of themselves, they're so proud.
因为呢，富足的人他们就非常的愚昧，他们也是非常的自傲。
Why do I need God? I don't need God. I only need myself. I myself with my own strength can make it.
他们呢会说，哎，我为什么需要神呢？我不需要，我靠了我自己可以这样，我可以做到。
So the pride of wealth will bring them down to hell.
那么钱所带来的骄傲会带他们去到地狱里面。
And Jesus cited one true story and case in Luke 16 of the rich man and Lazarus.
那么耶稣也用了一个实例。在路加福音第十六章关于一个财主和拉撒路的例子。
This rich man was filthy rich. He was clothed in purple and every day he had 10 course Chinese dinner.
路加福音第十六章告诉我们说这个人他非常的富有，他每一天都在吃十道的大碗，十道的盘的那些菜肴。
Yeah, I mean, I'm just using a figure of speech that no 10 course Chinese dinner in those days. But he was...Eating a lot, enjoying all kinds of food.
牧师刚刚也只是用个比喻，但在他们的年代是没有的所谓我们华人的这些的菜肴。但是意思就是说他是非常富有非常的他是在享受自己生命。
Then there was a beggar outside his house called Lazarus.
那么圣经告诉我们说，在他的门外呢有一个乞丐叫拉撒路。
Very very poor man.
是一个非常贫穷的人。
But who was the blessed man?
但是谁是蒙福的呢？
Not blessed are the rich, but blessed are the poor, isn't it, in this case?
那么在耶稣所举的这个例子当中呢，我们可以看到，那富足的人并没有蒙福，而是贫穷的拉撒路蒙了福。
Because when the rich died, the rich man died, where was he? He went straight to hell.
为什么？因为圣经告诉我们说，当财主死的时候呢，他去到哪呢？他去到地狱里面。
And when Lazarus the beggar died, where was he? He was found in heaven, in Abraham's bosom.
但是当拉撒路死的时候呢？他被他在乐园里面，在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里面。
Now this is not to say that if you're poor, automatically you go to heaven. You're beggar, automatically you'll be in heaven.
但这不是告诉我们说我们在物质上贫穷，我们就可以直接上到天堂，或者说你是一个乞丐，你就可以直接上天堂。
Doesn't mean that you are a rich man, you are a millionaire, a tycoon. It means automatically if you're rich, then finish for you, you will be in hell.
但这不是告诉我们说你是一个百万富翁，你很有钱，那么你就必须要下地狱。
The rich man was in hell because he did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么在路加福音所告诉我们，他那个财主下地狱，因为他没有相信耶稣基督。
And Lazarus, the beggar, was in heaven, not because he was a beggar, but because he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, he was not looking at things of earth, but at things of heaven.
但拉撒路他能够上天堂，因为他相信耶稣基督做他个人救主，他不是在看世上的东西，而是在看属天的东西。
And we know this because later on the rich man, when he found himself in hell, he says, you know, he told Father Abraham, please send Lazarus back from the dead to preach the gospel to my brothers, because they still do not believe. I don't want them to come to this place.
为什么呢？因为从圣经当中我们知道，当财主死了之后呢，他在地狱里面看到他的父亚伯拉罕，他说：“我父亚伯拉罕呢，差遣拉撒路回去，能够向我弟兄传福音。我不希望他们来到这里面。”
And Abraham had to tell him, "Well, they have Moses and the prophets. They have the scriptures. And if they don't hear the scriptures, not even someone coming back from the dead can convince them of you know life hereafter."
那么亚伯拉罕告诉他说他们有摩西有先知他们可以听，但如果说他们不听摩西的话的话，那就算有人死里复活他们也不会听。
So he had no faith, that's why he was in hell.
因为那个财主他没有一个得救的信心，所以他在地狱里。
But Lazarus believed in God and Jesus Christ, that's why he is in heaven.
但拉撒路他相信神，他相信耶稣基督，他才在天堂。
And the Bible warns, right, it's notYou know, money that gets you to heaven or to hell, but it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. We read that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10.
那么在圣经当中啊，也告诉我们说，那个钱不是罪的，而是呢，贪钱是万恶之根。
So it's good for us to maybe read 1 Timothy 6, verse 10.
那么让我们翻开到提摩太前书第六章第十节。
The love of money.The love of money is a curse, not a blessing.
在这里面，圣经告诉我们说，贪财是万恶之根。
For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
提摩太前书第六章第十节，圣经告诉我们说，贪财是万恶之根。有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道。用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
So the love of money is a curse.
所以贪爱钱财是一个咒诅。
What is a blessing?
那么福分是什么呢？
The Bible tells us, godliness with contentment is great gain.
那么圣经告诉我们说，敬虔加上知足便是大利了。
I pray we are like this.
我祷告我们在座的每一个人都是这样子。
Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了。
So it's not material wealth that will bring you to heaven or bring you to hell. It has to do with the spirit, the heart.
所以不是物质上的贫穷和富足带你去到天堂，而是我们的灵里面，我们心里面。
So here Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."And this has to do with our mind and our heart.
在这里面，耶稣说，虚心的人有福了。那么，也就是跟我们的心，跟我们的意念有关系。
Our mind must be receptive to know God and His Word.
我们的心思意念必须是一个受教的，来接受耶稣他的话语。
And our hearts must be humble to believe.And to receive God's word, then we will be blessed.
我们的心必须谦卑受教，来领受他的话语和他自己，我们才能够成为一个有福的人。
So blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor here, poor in spirit speaks of humility.
那么在这里面，你说虚心的人有福了。虚心指的也就是谦卑。
If you have a humble mind, humble God, a humble heart.Then you'll be blessed with much joy and peace.
如果你的心思意念是谦卑的，那么你就会有得到这些有福的这份的平安喜乐。
You're blessed with much knowledge and wisdom.
那么你也会得到很多的智慧和聪明。
You'll not be foolish but truly wise.
那么你不会是一个愚昧人而。这还是真正成为一个智慧。
You will know where you come from.
你会知道说你从哪里来。
You know why you are here.
你也会知道为什么你在这里。
And you know where you will be going.
那你也知道说你要将来你要去到哪里。
And this can only come if we are humble before God and His Word.
这些呢答案只会说当我们在神面前谦卑的时候，当我们从他的话语中才能知道。
That's why blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以这是为什么圣经告诉我们说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
You receive the riches of heaven.
你将会得到这天国一切的丰富。
And that involves eternal life.
那么也就包含着永生。
Then God becomes your Father in heaven, and Jesus becomes your, you know, best of best friends.
那么天父呢成为天上的神成为你的父，那么耶稣基督会成为你的良友。
Humility is so important. Poor in spirit speaks of humility.
那么谦卑是非常重要的，那么虚心也就指着谦卑。
My teacher Reverend Timothy Toh used to tell our students, don't be proud like the mountain.
我的老师杜祥辉牧师也经常告诉我们学生说不要骄傲，不要像山那样的，像山去骄傲。
You're proud like the mountain. When the rain comes, all the water will run off.
因为当你骄傲的时候，你就像山一样。当下雨的时候呢，所有的这些雨水都流下去了。
But if you're humble like the valley.
但如果你谦卑，就像一个山谷一样。
When the rain comes, you receive all the water. All the goodness will flow into you.
所以当下雨的时候，那么所有的山谷你将会啊。接到的所有的雨水的滋润。
So let us don't think that we know everything.
所以让我们不要自以为说知道所有的事情。
Let us have a humble mind, say God knows everything.
让我们能够有个谦卑的心思念说神知道一切。
I know nothing.
我什么都不知道。
God knows everything.
但神所有的事他都知道。
And if I want to know something, then I must go to God and His Word.
但所以我要想知道一些东西呢，我必须来到神面前，来到他的话语面前。
Believe in Him and then I'll become very, very intelligent.
只有说我相信他时候，我才能真正的有智慧。
Because in Jesus is light.
因为耶稣他是光。
The world is full of darkness.
这个世上充满了各样的黑暗。
You want to see, you must have the light of God's word. Then you are able to see.
所以如果你想看的话，你必须有神话语的光照，你才会看得到。
And when you are able to see, then you become very happy.
但当你真的能够看到的时候，哦，你才会有这么的喜乐。
If you're blind, you're miserable.
因为当你是一个瞎子的时候，你看不见的时候呢，那么你心里面充满了。
I think one of the things the blind man wants to have is his sight.
如果你看不见的话，你心里面充满了各样的痛苦，也就像一个，我相信说一个盲人，他非常希望能够看得光。
No, once upon a time in the past, we were all blind.
圣经告诉我们说，当我们在过去，我们都是一个看不见的。
Spiritually blind.
也就是在属灵上，我们是一个盲人。
Don't know what is the meaning of life.
我们不知道说生命的意义。
Gripped by all kinds of superstition.
我们被各样的被各样的那对迷信所迷惑。
Worship all the gods that are not true, made with our own hands.
我们拜那些偶像，那些人手所造的。
And then we are all always very afraid to offend all these gods.
我们也非常害怕能够冒犯他们。
And then we offer to them all these offerings so that they will not disturb us or give us bad luck.
我们就供向跟供奉各样的东西，希望他们不要生气，或者是给我们有什么厄运。
Then we live with all kinds of fears.
我们在各样的恐惧当中生活。
But now you're a Christian, you believe in the truth, in the gospel. It gives you light. The gospel gives you light, and then now you're free from all these superstitious beliefs and fears.
所以，当你相信福音的时候呢？福音就释放了你从这样的迷信的恐惧当中释放了出来。
Now you worship God not so much out of fear but out of love.
但是现在我们就敬拜神，不是说因为恐惧，而更多的是因为爱。
And then you know the meaning of life.
那么你也知道生命的意义。
And you're also not afraid of death.
那么你也就不再恐惧死亡。
Because when death comes, it is only a door to life forevermore.
因为当死亡来的时候呢，他只是说到永生的一个门而已。
And then when we are humble in our heart.
当我们谦卑在当我们心里谦卑的时候呢
we also receive a lot of blessing from God.
我们也会从神得到非常多的祝福。
Pride of the heart is very dangerous.
心里面的骄傲是非常危险的。
That's the sin of the devil.
那么这是魔鬼他的罪。
It's all about I.
也是全部都是在关乎自己。
And we know this from Isaiah chapter 14.
那么我们也是在以赛亚书第十四章可以看到。
Isaiah 14, verse 12.
以赛亚书第十四章第十二节。
How did the devil fall because of pride?
魔鬼他怎样堕落呢？因为他的骄傲。
For thou hast said, verse 13, for thou hast said in thine heart,Look at the pride of his heart. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sight of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the most high.
让我们在十三、十四节来看，魔鬼他的骄傲。他说：“我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上。”在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
Look at the five eyes, the proud eyes.
我们来看这里面有五个要，也就是说是一个五个非常骄傲的要。
And because of this pride, well, he was brought down, brought low. Verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit.
因着他的骄傲，那么。神说我要把你降在阴间那么第十五节圣经说然而你必坠落阴间在坑中极深之处
And the Bible also warns us in Proverbs in the Proverbs chapter 16
然后圣经也在箴言第十六章
Proverbs 16 and verse 18
那么在箴言的十六章第十八节 圣经 也警告我们
says here, pride goeth before destruction and haughty spirit before fall.
圣经说骄傲在败坏以先狂心在跌倒之前。
And then look at chapter 18, Proverbs 18 verse 12.
我们也来看箴言第十八章第十二节。
Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility.
圣经告诉我们说败坏之先人心骄傲尊荣以前必有谦卑。
And then Proverbs 29.
那么还有箴言第二十九章
verse 23.
第二十三节
says here, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit.
人的骄傲必使他卑下，心里谦逊的必得尊荣。
So blessed are those who are poor in spirit, who are humble in spirit.
所以虚心的人那些谦卑心里面谦卑的人有福了
Honor shall uphold the humble in spirit
那些谦卑的人必得尊荣
And so if we humble ourselves before God and kowtow to him then we'll be blessed indeed very happy people
indeed. 如果我们在神面前谦卑来祈求他那么我们就会成为世上最
So the first step is, if you will humble yourself, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, accept Him as your Lord and Savior, then you will see the kingdom of God. You'll be born again into God's kingdom.
所以第一步就是说你要谦卑在神面前，来接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。只有这样，你才会看到天国。
And in our Christian life, we must continue to live humbly.
那么作为一个基督徒，我们也要继续谦卑的。生活
not self-esteem. The world talks about self-esteem.
不是不是自尊 okay.
自尊 All right. You look see yourself very highly.
Yeah.
That's self-esteem.
Yeah. Self-esteem 就是说让你感觉自己非常的强大，看自己非常好。
It's not self-esteem, but Christ-esteem that we must have.
不是自尊而是要来尊荣耶稣基督我们必须有这样的生命
So the devil, the pride that led to his fall, five eyes, but these are the selfish eyes.
那么我们刚刚读的那
proud eyes,
那个五个骄傲的我要是魔鬼堕落。
But there are good eyes in the Bible, selfless eyes, humble eyes.
那么在圣经当中也有五个无我的五个谦卑的我要。
And that's found in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
那么是在加拉太书第二章。
It says here, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
在加拉太书、
Chapter 2 verse 20.
在加拉太书第二章二十节他说我已经与基督同定十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Well, in the English Bible, the I, there are five I's.
然后在英文当中、这个我出现了五次。
But it looks like in the Chinese there are more.
Yeah, more I's. 在中文看去 有多于五个。
And that's good, right? This is the good I, who is humble before God, and then when you are humble before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ, He's number one, then you receive all the blessing.
这是五个非常好的我。那么当只有我们在神面前谦卑的时候呢，我们才会从他领受到各样的祝福。
It's not I, but Christ.
不但是我们，而是基督。
And when Christ is 100% and you are zero, then you receive all the blessing.
耶稣是所有，我们是什么都不是，那我们才会有这份的祝福。
You say, we cannot help ourselves, only Jesus can help me and save me, then we are blessed.
只有说当我们承认说我们自己不能够帮助我们自己，只有耶稣基督才能够拯救我们的时候，我们才会是一个有福的人。
So I pray that in our life, have this philosophy.
我祷告在我们的生命当中我们有这样的理念。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy good word.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你良善的话语。
And for this teaching on how we can be happy in our life in the Lord Jesus Christ.
关于我们怎样在耶稣基督里面蒙福有喜乐的生命。
A spiritual blessing comes from being poor in spirit in our mind and our heart.
属灵的福分是我们在心灵在灵里面谦卑所领受来的。
And that if we humble ourselves in such a way, we will enter into God's kingdom of heaven.
当我们这样谦卑在神面前的时候，我们才会领受祝福，才能够进入到神的国里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.